What's wrong with the world? Well, let's find out. It's time for Our Daily Bread's Daily Devotional. Today's writing is from the pen of John Blaise. There is an oft-heard story that the London Times posed a question to readers at the turn of the 20th century. What's wrong with the world? That's quite the question, isn't it? Someone might quickly respond, well, how much time do you have for me to tell you? And that would be fair, as there seems to be so much that's wrong with our world. As the story goes, the Times received a number of responses, but one in particular has endured in its brief brilliance. The English writer, poet, and philosopher G.K. Chesterton penned this four-word response, a refreshing surprise to the usual passing of the buck. Dear sirs, I am. Whether the story is factual or not is up for debate, but that response? It's nothing but true. Long before Chesterton came along, there was an apostle named Paul. Far from a lifelong model citizen, Paul confessed his past shortcomings in 1 Timothy chapter 1. I was once a blasphemer and a persecutor and a violent man. After naming who Jesus came to save, sinners, he goes on to make a very Chesterton-like qualification, of whom I am the worst. Paul knew exactly what was and is wrong with the world, and he further knew the only hope of making things right, the grace of our Lord. What an amazing reality. This enduring truth lifts our eyes to the light of Christ's saving love. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from the writings of the Apostle Paul, 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 12 through 17. I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has given me strength, that he considered me trustworthy, appointing me to his service, even though I was once a blasphemer and a persecutor and a violent man. I was shown mercy because I acted in ignorance and unbelief. The grace of our Lord was poured out on me abundantly, along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. But for that very reason, I was shown mercy, so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display his immense patience as an example for those who would believe in him and receive eternal life. Now, to the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Now let's pray. Dear God, thank you for your incomprehensible grace and mercy to save every person who puts their faith in you. Thank you for your patience with us as we stumble and fall in our relationship with you, and for picking us up and dusting us off and setting us back on the right path again. May we walk faithfully with you today and every day. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.